Welcome to the Resentment-Free Relationships Podcast. I'm Becky Smith, your certified life coach, here to help you go from exhausted and resentful to feeling connected and confident in your relationships. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I am so glad you're here. So glad that you take the time out of your week to listen and to learn and to grow and to focus on your relationships. This week, I'm going to be trying something a little bit different, which is to answer a question that I received via social media. I'm going to be talking directly to that person, even though I don't know everything about the situation or about this person's life. I will be making some assumptions that may not be correct. You can just disregard those and find what applies to you. If you're not the person who wrote the question, I know you can still benefit from the answers. And maybe someone in your life has a similar question, or maybe you do too. So I just want to start with reading the question. How do I recover after my divorce 4.5 years later? How do I build trust and date? To begin answering that question, I want to start with asking you a few questions. Any good life coach is going to be asking you more questions than they are telling you what to do or giving advice, because it is through your questioning and understanding your brain and yourself that you're going to come to insights and conclusions that I couldn't possibly know or come to for you. That is why coaching is a process of co-creation, where we work together to help you come up with insights, help move you forward. So my first question is, have you been through the grieving process or the loss of your marriage? Where are you at in that process? Have you let yourself feel the pain? And you might be saying here, Becky, of course I felt the pain. It was a divorce. It was devastating. Of course I felt pain. But there's a difference between processing the pain and allowing it to be there and trying to avoid the pain, numb out from the pain, distract from the pain. In coaching, we call this buffering. It's when we put something between us and an emotion, most likely a negative emotion. So that can be things like overdrinking, overeating, gambling, porn, just social media, anything that is a way of avoiding those feelings. That can be temporary relief, but is not helpful in the long term to healing and being able to move forward. Have you let yourself feel clean pain? And what I mean by clean pain is the pain that comes from the circumstance of divorce in our life. The hurt, the betrayal, the disappointment, the myriad of other negative emotions that come up. Have you allowed yourself to really feel those emotions and process through them? Whether that is on your own, whether that was through journaling, whether it was talking to a friend, whether it was going to therapy, have you been able to work through those emotions? And also what I mean by clean pain is that it's not the pain of necessarily blaming the other person or finding fault and having judgment, because that pain is like adding lemon juice to a cut and isn't helpful or cleansing. But clean pain very much helps us to heal. So that is my first question to you. And as part of that question, have you been able to look back and do an autopsy on the relationship to really look more objectively and see what went wrong? And not with an eye of blame or judgment, but with an eye of ownership. There is two people in a marriage, and there are two sides to every story. No matter how flat you make a pancake, there are two sides of it. So being able to look at that and understand what happened can be also really healing and really helpful. And a part of that is the process of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a process. It often happens in layers over time. So that is the first part of my answer, and it is no easy task. That takes a lot of awareness, intention, and a lot of personal integrity, and a lot of spiritual, emotional growth to be able to go through that process of recovering from a divorce. Part two of my answer, how do you build trust again and be able to date? Now, when I first read this question, it seemed pretty straightforward, but then when I looked at it, I thought, well, there could be a couple of ways that you are taking this. Since I don't know what happened in your marriage and your relationship, this is where I'm making some assumptions. If you are looking to be able to trust someone else enough to date them, to be open and vulnerable, and exposing yourself to the possibility of getting hurt again, then my answer might surprise you. In order to build trust enough to date, you need to start by working on your relationship with yourself. And I know that that might sound weird or hokey. Maybe God is your number one relationship. Your next important relationship is with you. And the way I teach relationships is that most of a relationship is really your thoughts about the other person. So in the relationship with yourself, how you think about yourself determines the health and trust of that relationship. So I want you to think about how you think about yourself. What is the story that you're telling yourself about you? Your thoughts are incredibly powerful, and your thoughts create your feelings. Your feelings drive your actions, and your actions create your results. And often we want to jump right into the action line. Tell me what to do to get trust back. Tell me what to do to build trust. And I think a better question here is what to think. What to think about myself. Do I trust myself? And that is the next place I would go, is building trust with yourself. And I don't know your situation. I don't know what happened in the marriage and what led to the divorce. But the kind of trust that I am talking about is being able to know that you can experience and handle any negative emotion. Another way of describing that kind of trust is self-confidence. And I think self-confidence is what you need to be able to get out there and date again. When I say self-confidence, don't misunderstand me into thinking that I'm telling you to just think that you're great and wonderful and that any person is lucky to have you. That's more ego. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about being able to trust that you can handle rejection, that you can handle embarrassment, that you can handle disappointment. Those are all things that I am guessing are going to come up in the dating world, and things that you're going to have to experience in that process. If you learn how to manage, not just manage, how to process your emotions, which is a skill that we are not taught. So that is a skill that you're going to want to build and learn. That entails a lot of accepting what is. Dropping words like should. Like it shouldn't have been that way. She shouldn't have done that, or he shouldn't have done this. My life should be different. Watching out for words like that and looking for more acceptance of what it is and feeling the whole spectrum of emotion and knowing that you can handle that. Now, that is true self-confidence. If you have thoughts like, I know I might get rejected, but I know I can handle it. I know that rejection is a feeling and a chemical in my body that will work through and process through my body, and I can handle it. I know that disappointment is temporary if I let it pass through me, if I use the tools. That self-confidence, that personal trust is the key to being able to get out there and date again. It's going to take time, and that in itself is going to take vulnerability to open yourself up to those emotions. And the last part of my answer is a little more of advice and a little more of kind of telling you what to think. And that is to maybe look at this adversity or this trial in your life as an opportunity for growth, an opportunity to build your capacity, an opportunity to get stronger. Just like you would go to a gym and lift heavy weights to grow that muscle. And by grow the muscle, I mean make micro tears in the muscle in order for it to repair and rebuild as stronger. I invite you to embrace thoughts that empower you, that help you feel stronger. Maybe your thought is, I can do all things through Christ. The scriptures can be a great place to find empowering thoughts. So to recap, first thing is to find out if you have properly grieved and processed the divorce. Number two, look at your relationship with yourself and build trust and confidence with yourself first. And number three, look for empowering thoughts about trials and adversity to carry you through. All right, my friend, thank you so much for trusting me with your question, and I hope that you were able to receive some help and some clarification and understanding through my answer. I also invite you or anyone who is listening to click on the show notes and get on my calendar and have a free one-on-one call with me to discuss how I could help you further, how we could work together to create the results that you truly want in your life. So once again, thank you so much for listening, and bye for now.
If this episode resonated with you, then I know you'd love a quick one-on-one chat with me where we get to talk privately about your specific issue or concern. and you'll come away with one specific strategy that you can use today to change your life and your relationships. And the best part is, it's absolutely free. So click the link in the show notes and sign up today.